No, not really. No, I mean, we're proud of the performance today by the boys. And, you know, any time you travel interstate and win games, it's big in the football, when you build a football season. You know, and Collingwood have been in really strong, solid form. Some might say we still haven't beaten a top eight side. Yeah, no, again, in national competition, doesn't matter where, we love coming to the G first and foremost. We really love being a part of being out in the G, and the boys enjoy that. But as I said, when you play in the national comp, it's a challenge to go interstate, whether it's in Melbourne or any of the other states. We just look forward to going there and giving our best and coming away with wins, because they do build your season.
What was the most pleasing thing for you today, Cam? The pressure seemed to be a real key factor,
didn't it? Yeah, pressure was really good. Boys didn't quite finish as well as we like. We held a side again to 62 points in perfect conditions. I think we... You know, that gets missed a little bit. You know, we put Wingard to Pendlebury in a run-with role. Our most creative player of all goes and puts, you know, some pressure on their captain, who was, you know, hurting us badly. But Chad accepts a role, and that's what this team's about at the moment. They're playing the role they need to.
Is that something a lot of people probably don't realise is part of Chad's game, that he can do something like that?
Oh, it's an outstanding thing to have. And when you talk about a trademark football team and a football club, it doesn't matter who. It's just do the job and get it done. And that's what, you know, as a group, they've been able to do more often than not for us this year.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think we took metres gained, and you know, they were a bit content to play a bit possession style football. You know, and some people, perhaps they look at us and they think they can maintain the ball a bit more. I don't know, but you know, when you hold a side to 62 points, you're not going to lose too many. You know,
great,
you've got
great brand of footy. I mean, Matty White was terrific.
Yeah, I was really pleased for Matty, because he's, you know, struggled to find a way back this year a bit, and you know, he's just showed today he's still got some stuff to offer to us. You know, his outside speed on big grounds is really important for us. But yeah, I think our brand of footy stands up pretty solidly when we get it right. We didn't, you know, and I'm sure Bucks would say that none of us, neither team probably executed perfectly today, but over a course of four quarters, you end up five goals up against a side that's playing pretty strong footy and pretty desperate footy today.
Do you think that's sort of the way the game's going? Like, everyone can be okay on the inside, but it's the capacity to sort of do that damage on the outside that might separate the best teams from the rest.
Yeah, look, I don't know. For us, it's about defending really well, because I think that's, you know, if you try to damage too much, perhaps you lose your defensive method. And for us, we're more about our defensive method. Our contest stuff inside is really important, but our method around and outside is crucial to our success.
What's the key? You managed to keep it in your forward half for a fair bit today. What's the key for that to happen? Is it work rate, or is it how you set up?
Robbie didn't play injured. That probably helped us today. I get that question. I just wanted to put that out there. Robbie wasn't injured today.
He was
outstanding. But, you know, it's a team thing. It's the team together. You know, you can't hold it in your forward half if the forwards or the mids or the backs, one part of your team breaks. You can't hold it. For us, it's about the team staying together. I've said a few times, we're probably not near the most talented teams in the competition, but we work pretty honestly together in a trademark style of football. Yeah, we are. I mean, they do bring some big bodies to the midfield, as big as you can get, probably, and Brad joins in with them as well. So I think that's clearly it's been a identified issue of us in the off-season that we wanted to probably strongly correct and put some big bodies in there and say, OK, we'll just take some territory off that if we have to, and so far we've been able to get away with it. And you're right, Sam Powell-Pepper in year one, he's a pretty influential player, isn't he?
Just with Gray and Wingard, how big a bonus is it to be able to have a champion midfielder that can play a great midfield role as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic weapon for a coach, obviously, and for the coaches to be able to use them where we need to, and, you know, to get the results that we want. We're quite comfortable with either or playing in those spots, but again, they operate off the group, you know, those big body mids, those other forwards sacrificing their positions to allow other people to do their jobs.
As much as you play down the skill level, it's not bad.
Yeah, no, they're good players, both of them. But again, they understand what they need to bring to the team.
Where do you see those two guys in the long term? Are any of them more likely to stay in one area, or are they going to be interchangeable for a while?
Yeah, I would think you've got to maintain flexibility, not just with those two, but you've got to maintain flexibility with all your group, as best you possibly can. So, you know, Trengove in the forward line, he could still play back. You know, Westhoff can play on the wing and play forward or in the ruck. You know, that's the flexibility we like, you know, and that's really important for us. You know, we are quite solid with our back six or seven. You know, Jasper's and Hamish and Brogsy was out today. Tommy Jonas has been such a general down there, and Cleary, we like that group and we don't mess around with that too much, but I think overall we, you know, we've got some good flexibility.
Just going back to Matt White again, you mentioned he was really good today. Is there a role for him even when these injured boys come back?
Yeah, he played as well as he played today. I thought he, you know, some tempo at, sorry, get to gain the tempo of AFL football is pretty important for Whitey. He hasn't played much senior AFL football for a long time. Remember, he done his arm last year. He missed the whole season. So to get a little bit of a sniff at what it's like, you know, he'll get some confidence out of that. We as coaches get some more confidence in him too, so that helps keep him in the side, I reckon.
Who are you without the side support?
Broadbent. He was out today, rolled his ankle Thursday. You know, and there's still a lot of other boys who have been around the mark. So, you know, we've got a reasonably solid amount of players that could come in and play AFL football, and there's some young blokes that we still haven't seen.
Just one point, you've got one more game here at G before finals. That's 5 out of the last 6 you've won here, so the ground presents no fears for you, doesn't it?
No, we do. We love playing at the G, but any side probably does, I think, but our record's pretty healthy at the moment. But, you know, the wide open spaces plays into our game a little bit more, and we do like to move the ball when we get a chance, but, you know, importantly, we defended the G, which is, again, another important part of the game. And, you know, we certainly do like playing at the G. And if anyone's listening, we don't mind a few more games if they want to give them to us.
How was the battle, Paddy's game against Grundy, two of
the... Yeah, both really good rucks, weren't they? And they both, you know, had some moments where they were both pretty strong. I love Paddy's game. It's his 200th game for the club, and, you know, for himself and part of our club. And, you know, you got to see inside to understand what it feels like for the rest of the group for Paddy. They genuinely love him, and they, you know, they wanted to make sure. You know, I heard a couple of them actually say at three-quarter time, let's make sure we're looking after Paddy and we bring him off the ground the way we should. There's some real care about him, because they understood what him and Gus went through, and other Essendon boys have gone through. They understood what he'd been through, and, you know, you can see in his way he's playing that he's enjoying being back out there. Thank you.